Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, lots to get to. It was the official start of the transfer portal madness yesterday across the country, and as you might assume, there is lots of news on that. Nebraska had news. It wasn't a horrible day for Nebraska in terms of starting athletes, starting players. There you obviously saw some guys go to the portal, but I thought if you want to assess the day as major panic versus, you know, the opposite, calm. I'm pretty calm of who Nebraska lost yesterday.
You know about major panic.
I don't panic.
Hey, I got an idea.
What do you got?
What was I just saying? When there's someone jumps in the portal, if we're live on air, active portal alert.
How about active that? Portal alert.
Active
portal. We could look into that. I don't have anything ready for you yet.
How about Alabama? How about Alabama with 7 players entering the portal? How about a guard named Javion Cohen, 2-year starter at Bama, one of 7 tied players in? Now look at the AC. All right, we'll get into
Nebraska all added 2 Alabama players last year, did they not?
Yeah.
Kane Williams, we didn't see play, and Stephon Wynn, who we did see play.
Yeah.
So this is not news for Alabama.
No.
But yes, that is true. I'm not trying to bring the moment down.
Doing your specialty.
Cold
water.
I'm giving
on
you
whatever
facts.
I have to say.
I'm simply giving you facts on the situation.
It's not surprising.
It's not surprising. Nebraska.
Josh is here. He needs to get used to you. Hi, Josh.
You never get used to me.
Josh is our new.
Our producer.
Our
EP.
Our EP.
Executive producer.
We have not come up with a nickname, Josh.
Well, this is second day. So.
Right. It'll happen probably naturally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it last night. I didn't.
You've been thinking about nicknames for him already?
Yeah. Usually they have to occur on the spur of the moment. He will do something stupid.
then. That's usually how it does happen. Yeah.
By the
nicknames.
Way. Yeah. Yeah. You're one of Jake's specialties is pouring cold water on something I have.
Let's just say I'm not surprised by a lot of things in this life.
Yeah. If I would come in and say, God, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Casey Thompson, there's like a horn that grew out of his forehead.
Yes. And sounds about right.
So they gotta make a special helmet for him. Jake would be like,
What's wrong with that?
That always happens, doesn't
typical.
It?
You never heard the horn stories before?
Anywho, yeah, a lot of portal activity. I mean, look at the ACC. Look at the quarterbacks coming out of the ACC.
DJ Uiagalelei, who was benched late this season, not surprisingly, is in the portal now. Sip, he has been disappointing as a quarterback there.
He's not even close to the
Phil Jurkovic at Boston College.
0-2.
Keaton Slovis at Pitt.
0-3.
Those are all guys that announced their transfers.
But those aren't the big ones.
Okay, what do you got?
Those guys didn't throw for 4,449 yards and 31 TDs in 2021, Brennan Armstrong.
Yeah, he didn't have a great year this year.
No, and Devin Leary.
Devin Leary, NC
State.
That's 5 quarterbacks right there.
There's also Georgia Tech's Jeff Sims.
That's 6 quarterbacks.
Right. That's 6.
Six
out of the ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah. QB
in
shopping.
One day.
Here's what I would suggest to people. Plug. On three. Man, they cover the portal well. They specialize in it. I mean, if you're wondering about, in fact, they track it for us, for Husker Online.
That's very helpful.
Oh, my God, it's helpful. Yeah, they
makes your job easier.
Oh, yeah, they know, they see the portal. So, yeah, it's fascinating. I mentioned seven Alabama players in. So, Nebraska guys, let's hit the Nebraska guys.
Well, again, it wasn't, if you're trying to assess, is this major damage for Nebraska? I'm not trying to put these guys down. We didn't see them a lot. But yesterday it was guys like Marquise Black, defensive lineman, Jalen Weaver, Alex Kahn, a backup offensive lineman, Kamonte Grimes, Brendan Frankie. Is there anybody else I missed from yesterday?
Nope. So Nebraska has had eight total to this point. The big losses, and they're losses, there's no doubt about it, are Ernest Hausman. I mean, that's a bona fide loss.
That one sucks.
Yeah, that's a soul sucker.
It is.
If you're a Nebraska fan. Jaden Gold, within the program, Jaden Gold is regarded as a future star. Defensive back, he's out. New Jersey kid is gone. Into the portal.
Okay, future star. We didn't see him much this year at all, right? We saw Ernest. Ernest is the one that hurts.
Right.
Jaden Gold, they can say whatever. He didn't play this year.
Play a little bit. Hausman. Okay, we have to
get to this. He is the significant loss.
We have to get to this. Because the other day, I raised the issue of, I think maybe this could just be a leverage play by Hausman to draw more money out of Nebraska.
And?
See what he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he's not coming back.
I'm hearing he's gone.
No matter what.
Well, I'm not saying, you never know.
You'd be surprised if he returns, you're saying that.
I'll be surprised. Okay. I mean, if you follow him on Twitter, he's got like 20 plus Power 5 programs just followed him.
Understandably so.
Oh, yeah, I know. No surprise.
Listen, his final four games this year, his November was really great. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a good month for Nebraska. They beat Iowa, but they lost the other three games. But he was really good in all four of those games.
10 tackles against Michigan. I think he had 13 against Wisconsin.
He was a guy that looked just different than other Nebraska players against Michigan. On a team full of a playoff team in Michigan, he looked like he was the part for that squad.
Yeah, so there'll be more, of course. And again, you don't want to, if you're a Nebraska fan, you sure don't want to overreact. Again, Alabama. Yesterday, seven players into the portal. And these guys, one's a two-year starting guard. There's three receivers. Two of them were part-time starters. Okay?
Okay.
They also had a reserve receiver go in. So, it happens everywhere.
Well, if I'm Alabama, I'm not concerned because what do they do, Sip? They load up on receivers every year. You ever heard of Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle? Those guys are pretty typical players at Alabama, it feels like, every year. Now, sometimes they're better than the other guys, but they always have elite receiver play in Alabama.
A place that doesn't always have elite receiver play, Iowa.
No, actually, it's rare they have elite receiver play.
How about Keegan Johnson, Cluster Johnson, who appears on these airwaves sometimes, his son, into the portal. Keegan Johnson into the portal. Arlen Bruce, who you saw against Nebraska.
He muffed the punt, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'm just bringing up my memories.
Wow.
What?
Piling on.
These were great moments for Nebraska. I remember the good plays that happened that were unfortunate for Iowa. He muffed the punt.
Arlen Bruce into the portal. Nebraska fans remember Charlie Jones. I did not know Charlie Jones, who had this year led the nation in receptions, Charlie Jones for Purdue.
That's why he was first team All Big Ten.
Led the nation for Purdue in reception and receiving yards. 110 receptions for 1,361 yards. Charlie Jones, I didn't realize that at Iowa in two seasons, he only had 21 catches.
Well, again,
what were they doing with it? That's an indictment.
They don't throw the football that way. If they do, they throw it to their tight ends.
That's an indictment. If anything's an indictment on Brian Ferentz, that's it.
Well, how about a great decision by Charlie Jones to get the heck out of there and go to a place he could be a first-team All-Big Ten receiver and lead the country in receptions?
You, Iowa, had a first-team All-Big Ten receiver – that had 110 receptions this season at Purdue, and you found a way to get him the ball only 21 times in 2 years.
That's sad. Think about this. His very first game against Penn State, remember watching that? He had 12 catches that game.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even know he could do that. Oh, I can get the ball 12 times. This is odd. Hey, you actually throw the ball more than 10 times a game. A miracle.
Yeah, I was almost going to do an imitation of you there.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. That's what good players do.
I don't think that was a very good one.
That was pretty good. Yeah, like a good player. Was that good?
I sound like an idiot then. I think I'm an idiot all the time. Sometimes.
Hey. More portal news. If you're looking for a quarterback, they're out there.
Yes, they are.
Texas Tech, Donovan Smith, portaling. He has started at Texas Tech. The big one, Austin Reed. There'll be teams all over Austin Reed who entered the portal Monday out of Western Kentucky.
They always have quarterbacks now. Western Kentucky, every year has something. You know, Bailey Zappe, the Patriots quarterback, came from Western Kentucky.
Austin Reed threw for 4,247 yards this season. Almost certainly will be at a Power 5 school. So you wonder, is Nebraska in play for any of these guys?
Well, I think if you get a chance at that guy, Austin Reed, you talk to him. But if you want Casey Thompson to stay, then that's your guy.
Right. What are we doing here with Casey? That's what you wonder. Again, 6 ACC quarterbacks who started this season are in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
6 ACC quarterbacks with starting experience this year. Brennan Armstrong, Virginia. Recap. Brennan Armstrong, Virginia. Phil Jurkovic.
Jurkovic. Boston College.
Jurkovic.
Yeah, Boston it's Jurkovic. What?
NC State's Devin Leary.
Uh-huh.
Georgia Tech's Jeff Sims. Pitt's Keaton Slovis, and Clemson's DJ Uiagalelei.
Close.
What is it?
Uiagalelei.
Yes. Jurkovic is already headed to Pitt.
That's right.
That's
to replace Keaton Slovis, who just is out of there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question regarding a quarterback that people in this conference might care more about. Graham Mertz puts his name in the portal at Wisconsin.
How forgot here, about that
This
one.
Is a serious question.
I'm dead serious.
Does Graham Mertz go to a Power 5 school, or is he destined for Group of 5? Is there a Power 5 school that would see Graham Mertz as worthy of a starting quarterback spot or contending for a spot? Or is he bound for the Group of 5?
Boy, that is a great question.
Like, if you heard today that Nebraska took Graham Mertz, I think you'd see people say, what? Why?
Wait a second. Hold on. This is a great – you just hit a great question,
Jake. Well, I thought about that. I'm like, how many of these guys that we saw in this conference
– this is a three-year starter, right? Two-year starter. Multiple-year starter in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And what started with this? What would Nebraska fans' reaction be?
They would not like that.
Graham Cracker Mertz. He's a cracker. Am I canceled?
I know, don't be canceled. It was a joke. He's a graham cracker. Let's go with that.
Right. How would the fan base react to that?
Oh, it would be terrible. That'd be a bad thing for Matt Rhule to do.
And Marcus
because we mock Graham Mertz.
Yeah.
I was sad to see him leave yesterday. I said, dang, I was hoping that Fickell would keep him or he would tell him to stay.
Who would draw the worst reaction? Petrus or Graham Mertz?
Petrus.
Okay.
And without hesitation.
Okay.
Without
okay.
hesitation. Or Padilla. Both those Iowa quarterbacks.
God, yeah. Mertz, though, would not be met with, okay, we have a quarterback.
No.
You're right.
We'd say, well, he's a third string. Sure, cool. You got a third string quarterback today.
So, is he going to Power 5? Is he going to a Power 5 school?
I mean, is there any way that Yeah, so Padilla's out at Iowa, too.
Padilla's out?
Yeah. That's because here's the situation set for Iowa. Petrus is out with injury. Yeah. Padilla is transferring, and they're playing a guy in the bowl game against Kentucky that has never played in college football. Ooh. They're playing a third-string quarterback that's never taken a snap. The over-under, their early over-under line for Kentucky-Iowa was 32 points in the bowl game.
Well, Kentucky's going to win that game.
Right, but I'm just saying that Iowa's quarterback, they've already had major issues at quarterback this year with performance. Their quarterback in the bowl game will be a third-stringer that's never seen the field.
They'll be lucky to score 10.
Yeah, they will. Well, defense they might score on. They got to score defensively or special teams.
Padilla's out. Alex,
yeah, that was
Padilla's
announced
out.
Like right after the Iowa game.
Okay, here's the
day
deal.
After.
Yeah. Is Mertz going to a Power 5 school? I bet he thinks he is.
464-5685. Callers, texters, do you think Graham Mertz, who's Wisconsin's quarterback the last couple years.
Multiple year starter.
Do you believe he will end up at a Power 5 school, or is he destined to go to the Group of Five?
Power 5. I mean, what about...
Like, Iowa would take Graham Mertz,
Spencer
right?
Sanders is on the move.
Yes.
Spencer Sanders at Oklahoma State on the move.
Now, he had a rough year for what he is used to last year. Right. Oklahoma State had a really bad collapse to end the season.
What about Mertz at Oklahoma State? No. I can't see
There's
him.
No way.
No.
He doesn't fit that offense.
No. You need a rifle arm.
Yep, he's not there.
Hey, okay, Kansas State. Is he as good as Will Howard?
No. You kidding me? No. Will Howard makes plays.
Okay.
Okay. Now, think about the offense when Adrian.
Strong opinion,
when
Josh.
Adrian left the offense, no, we love Adrian, but when he left, the offense got way better. Ooh. They didn't rely on just the quarterback to run.
Okay.
I mean, we thought the first 5 weeks, man, K-State's got no receivers because he was getting no passing yards. And then Will Howard comes in, and all of a sudden, hey, he's hitting receivers. They're passing the ball. Mertz is nowhere near Will Howard.
Aiden O'Connell's going to the NFL, and he'll flourish there. Would Mertz go to Purdue?
Well, we'll talk next segment about, will Jeff Brohm be at Purdue? Mm-hmm. Do you think that Jeff Brohm, who's seen Graham Mertz play, would want that guy as his quarterback?
That's a stupid question I just asked. Unless they're just get desperate.
Well, to be fair, O'Connell was never a big recruit. He was a guy that was way deep on the depth chart and somehow rose up, became the quarterback he did.
You watch O'Connell. He strikes me as a high-round pick in the NFL.
I haven't looked at the projections recently for him in terms of what
Would you project? Just don't look at him. Just go on your own. Is he first rounder?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I was going to say third to fourth.
Okay.
Leaning fourth.
Man, he makes some. Jake, I'm going to tell you something.
Leaning fourth round.
He makes some incredible throws. I mean, he's
made some bad mistakes, though, this year.
Yeah.
He does make some good throws.
Yeah. He pinpoint accuracy at times. Ridiculous. Pretty good athlete, too. You don't think he could sneak into the first round? Am I ruining my credibility?
No,
right now?
I have not looked at a mock draft for a while, or where he sits in projections with the other quarterbacks.
We'll look at that at the break, and I hope I'm not just destroying any credibility I have left.
Like, for example, 2 months ago, before conference play began, mm-hmm. like Will Levis at Kentucky was seen as a first round pick, and then he just collapsed this year. He sucked the end of the season. There's no way that guy's still a first-round pick. Whereas O'Connell might have been viewed as a first- or second-round pick at some point. He didn't have the collapse, but is he still viewed as that by the so-called draft Knicks experts?
You want to play a little game here?
What do you got?
This goes with the portal talk. If Nebraska's defense avoids significant portal damage – you could have, and this unfortunately goes along with your take, that Nebraska should be, in the bowl range next season. This goes with your take. I had to kind of rethink my stance on that. Not change it, mind you. Just rethink my stance on you insisting that Nebraska gets to a bowl next year. Mm-hmm.
Where are we going with this? Where are we going?
Well, in your defense... I mean, I'm not all down with that take, but they could seriously have 11 starters return on defense, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. 11 starters. I mean, that's
everybody.
Yeah. Garrett Nelson. Okay.
Are you feeling better about him now?
Well, he hasn't announced anything. Yeah, we wonder a little bit. Will Garrett be back? school on the West Coast, maybe. Okay, Ty Robinson back.
Okay.
Colton Feast has told Sean Callahan that he's considering coming back. O'Shawn Mathis, considering the NFL, but no announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Reimer back, as far as I know. Nick Henrich back, as far as I know. Quentin Newsome back, as far as I know. Malcolm Hartsog back, as far as I know. Marquise Buford back, as far as I know. Isaac Gifford back, as far as I know. Miles Farmer back, as far as I go.
Only guy again,
as far as I know.
Ernest Hausman that you wouldn't see back, probably.
Right, right.
That's pretty good. If all those guys stay,
it's 11. I mean, Mathis said he had wanted to consult with Mickey Joseph before he made any decisions. Now, how does that situation with Mickey affect O'Shawn Mathis? I don't know. It doesn't mean – I don't know what it means. Does it mean – what's it mean one way or the other? You know?
Well, we
Mickey's not going to be in the equation. He wanted to consult with Mickey. Mickey, you can still consult with him, but Mickey's not going to be part of it. Does that mean O'Shawn's not going to be part of it?
Well, here's the deal. We in terms of those players, yeah, you're right. We haven't heard anything regarding if they're staying or not, but they also don't know who right now their defensive coordinator is going to be.
True.
They're probably waiting on, hey, you know, what's the fit? What's the system going to look like? What are we going to do? Yeah. What's the coach look like?
Good point.
When we learn who that is, then we might make a decision about where I'm going.
Yeah.
And you would hope that Nebraska would make that decision at some point here soon.
11 guys. 11 guys, and those, I mean, you look at that back end. Reimer, Henrich, Newsome, Hartsaw, Buford, Gifford, Farmer. Those are good players. And this is a defense, by the way, Jake. I mean, I was tallying up the numbers yesterday again. It was a pretty extreme. Let's put it this way. With Bill Bush in charge in the final eight games, Nebraska allowed 5 point yards per play, which would rank 26th nationally. Damn near top 25 defense. They with Bush in charge, they allowed 197.8 passing yards, which is 25th. Top 25 defense.
It was a big flip, big turnaround.
Yeah. With Bush in charge, well, and then on special teams, my God, the numbers, there's nobody in the country that whose numbers improved as much as Nebraska's done special teams. The only place where they didn't do well is kickoff returns. That was it.
But they didn't botch them either, did they?
Not really.
There's a couple that, you know, that they made mistakes on, but they didn't fumble.
They blocked three punts. They had only had two blocks the previous 4 years. I mean, they went from 128th nationally in punt returns to 7th in punt returns.
And we didn't see a lot the last couple games, though, right? Remember we were upset for a while they weren't returning punts?
The kickoff coverage went from 95th to 33rd. Net punting went from 125th to 49th.
That's improvement. It was good to see.
Yeah. Anyway, portal. So, yeah, yesterday, just kind of a no-nothing burger. As far as Nebraska goes, again, Alex Kahn just didn't work out. Young offensive lineman. Jalen Weaver didn't even make his announcement on Twitter. He just retweeted Sean Callahan's announcement. God bless Jalen Weaver. Didn't work out. Marquise Black just didn't work out. Again, the ones that hurt are Hausman and Gold, Jaden Gold. Jaden Gold is was highly regarded in the program. It's disappointing that he's leaving. Now, we'll see what happens now. There's a long road. This is a long road. You know, the portal stays open, I want to say mid-January, Jake. Mid-January. Stays open until January. So there's going to be a lot of I don't know how people feel about all this. It's just the way it is.
You can't stop it.
Yeah, and this is the way it is, player empowerment and all that. And it's happening. If you're a Nebraska fan, don't exist in a vacuum and think, oh, my God, this is just happening at Nebraska. No, it's happening in Alabama. It's happening everywhere. Arizona's getting rocked right now in the portal.
If you saw me panic there for a second, because I saw a text, that's why I was confirming it. This is not true.
What?
Derek in a car said that Hartsog entered the portal. I did not. I just checked. I checked his Twitter feed. I checked everything. Malcolm Hartsog is not in the portal. Don't give us fake news in the show.
Where did he hear that?
Exactly. Where'd you hear that?
Don't know. Let's not even talk about it.
Right. Well, I freaked out. I said, I don't think so. That I checked everywhere.
That would be a tremendous loss.
I just checked. He's not in the portal. Unless something happened I didn't see. I just looked right now.
He's not portaling.
No. Let's check his timeline. Check the renewed. I don't see anything regarding that. So don't freak us out for no reason.
And he's not hurtling toward the portal?
Are you hurtling toward the portal? Let's get a quick call, shall we, or not?
Yes.
Actually, let's wait till the break. I got to get to break.
Wait a second. Is it break time?
Yep, it is break time.
Jason,
hang on.
Jason.
After the break, Jason, I'll get to you. I promise. We're on a tight deadline now.
Yeah, we are.
Time. Yeah. It's not my choice. This is house rules now.
We got to make money.
That's right. When we come back, I want to talk Jeff Brohm. Is he heading to Louisville? And if so, what's next for Purdue? I'd also get a phone call from Jason KC next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.